from KQED.
And finally, we have another installment in our series, What's Your Story? Today, we hear from Deborah Gilman, a registered nurse at Stanford Hospital. Her father is a 69-year-old disabled Vietnam veteran. She helped him navigate a suspected case of Medicare fraud relating to a motorized wheelchair his doctor prescribed for him. The wrong chair turned up out of the blue from an unknown third party. That's when Gilman realized her father's account had been hijacked.
I first tried to think positively. It's probably a mix-up. Somebody sent him the wrong chair. This will be easy. We'll get it all straightened out. The chair was too small for him. And they also sent a back brace along with the chair that my father doesn't need. And then once I followed the trail and found out what we were victims of, I was furious. It was all I could do to keep my temper under control and try to remain professional and work through this with everyone. It was very difficult. It felt like we were under attack. You're going along, living your life, doing everything you're supposed to do and trying to help everyone get what they need. And now you can't meet people's needs. And now people are suffering because you're just stuck. And I was disappointed that Medicare's hands were so tied in this. And basically they explained to me, because they have an automated billing system, this company can just submit a bill. The bill will be paid and there's nothing that they can do until once the bill is paid and we can show that there is fraud, for example, the wrong equipment, now a crime is committed and they can go after them. I ran across a website for Senior Medicare Patrol and contacted Mickey at Senior Medicare Patrol. And they were fantastic. She explained to me how widespread fraud is. It was unbelievable, the figures that she could tell me. And she immediately took up our case. And what was so helpful about it was you had this trained and passionate staff, including an attorney, that could pair up with Medicare and try to go after this person and try to solve this problem for my dad. Seeing the type of populations that are targeted, veterans, elderly, people who don't speak English, recent immigrants. It's all people that may not be able to navigate the system. And even myself, working in healthcare and thought, you know, I know how to navigate the system fairly well. The trouble that I had, I don't know how just anybody without that experience would be able to fight.
Deborah Gilman spoke to Gina Shalaba. We were asked not to name the company in question because the case is still under investigation. It took more than a year, but Mr. Gilman finally has the correct motorized chair. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Don't forget, we've got a whole lot of resources to help you avoid scams or report them to the proper authorities. That's online at californiareport.org. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Rob Spate. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Rachel Marcus and Carly Naren. Our editorial team includes Polly Stryker, Victoria Malion, Ingrid Becker, Bruce Kuhn, and Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges. And the California Endowment. Health happens in neighborhoods at calendow.org.